Good morning again, Father DiGiulio. Thank you for coming together and listening to us in our program. In the second part, I want to expand my teaching from this gospel passage because I spoke about the importance of faith in Jesus is what really makes our life full and complete. And also we're called to share that faith with each other. And that's why the scriptures talk about the apostles gathering together in a meal with Jesus. That's what we do on Sunday. We gather together for the Eucharistic, the body and blood of Jesus. We're fed, we're nourished. We feed on each other too. But there's also another aspect to this gospel that notice when they recognize the presence of Jesus Christ in their lives, and they come to share that faith with each other at a breakfast meal. Notice at the end, Jesus commissions them, "To what you have received, now you are called to go out into the world and share that with each other," as he questions Peter. Peter, for example, the leader of apostles, "Do you love me?" Three times he asks him. Why does he say three times? Because he wants to heal people of that episode that when Jesus was arrested when he lived this earthly life, Peter was questioned about Jesus and Peter denied him three times. So to counteract that and to bring healing to Peter, Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Lord, you know that I love you." But here's the big thing. And right after that, Jesus says, "If you love me, then feed my lambs." In other words, if you have love of me, of Jesus in our hearts, that means we're called to go forth and share that love with other people. Second time Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, I love you." "Tend my sheep," Jesus says. "Take care of my sheep." Not only feed them, in other words, give them the teachings of Christ, but then care for them. Show them how much you care for them. Take care of their needs, whatever they might be. And then a third time. And finally, Peter gets aggravated and says, "You know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus simply says, "Feed my sheep." When we are baptized and confirmed in the faith of Jesus Christ, we too are called to go forth and feed the sheep of Jesus. Whatever we receive from the Lord, we're called to go forth and share it. Now, in your particular churches, I'm sure that there's many organizations and many things by which one can get themselves involved in, and that's one way of sharing their faith. And it's an excellent way of doing it. Another way is teaching religion. Joining together in your parish and deciding to become a religion teacher. A perfect way of sharing our faith. Going to Bible study, learn more about the Bible, and share that faith with all the people that are there with each other, like the apostles did at the breakfast meeting in the gospel passage. So many ways in which we could share and spread the faith out. Important, I cannot forget, and I never will, long as I live, that when I first got the call to become a priest, my first reaction was the realization of how much Jesus Christ loved me and that therefore I want to love him in return. How can I love him in return? My answer was simple. By becoming a priest and learning how to share that love with all the people. And that's what's happening in my life. We formed this Burning Bush ministry, the Diocese of Buffalo. It's been going on for several months. We're ministering to several people. Why are we doing this? We don't get any money out of this. We do this because I remember listening to those words of Jesus to Peter. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep. Tend my sheep. So it's answer to that directive. We do what we do. And I personally am a retired priest, and I love going to other churches and celebrating Mass and helping out priests because they need some help because they have a large number of Masses in their church, and to celebrate Mass and get involved with the community a little bit, at least on Sundays. It's a joy to be able to go there and share the faith with other people. That's what we should be doing as Catholics. We should not only just be worrying about going to church on Sundays, but when we leave the church on Sundays, whether it's Saturday night or Sunday, we should think about, how can I spread the good news of Christ Jesus in my own way? How can I do it with my family members at home? My friends, my neighbors, or the people I go to work with. Granted, we should not be preaching to other people. That should be left with the church and in the pulpit, because that's an obligation of a deacon, priest, or bishop. But we can preach by our example. And we can feed our people on the faith. I'll never forget one of my cousins who experienced a conversion experience and was on fire with Christ Jesus. Boy, did he spread the faith around. And he wasn't a well-educated man. He didn't even go to college. He finished high school. But he took what he experienced from the Lord and started spreading it to the family. I know his family was lukewarm, but after that episode, he personally visited all his brothers, and he had about 3 or 4 or 5 brothers and influenced them all. They started becoming very full of faith and devoted members of the church because of his enthusiasm for Christ and sharing that with others. We don't have to be learned persons, doctors of the church, or persons with all kinds of degrees behind us to be able to share the faith with other people. I can believe just as simple as somebody has expressed us a need and we go out of our way and answer that need. That's sharing our faith. That's sharing Christ with other people. There's so many ways in which we could do that. But I want to take note that what did Jesus do? He loved the Father. And how did he show that he loved the Father? He showed the love of the Father by coming to the earth and forming a people himself, the apostles, which eventually would form the church, so that this love of the Father can be shared, first of all, with 12 people, men and then through them the establishment of the church and to the whole world. The apostles experienced Jesus. What did they do? Once they experienced Jesus, they went in the world and they gave themselves completely to the world in making known the message of Christ's love for everyone. That's how they showed their love for Jesus. So the question I'm going to leave with you today, and I'll leave with you, how can we show the love of Jesus Christ today in our world, to members of our family, to our friends, people at work, people we come in contact? What are the ways in which we can demonstrate Christ Jesus' love? And I'll leave you with that question. And may God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.